It's a headline you won't see in the Sydney Financial Review today. Banker saves journalism. Fairfax had been a proud sponsor of the Walkley Awards for so long, but last week, when journalists acted up about quality and jobs, Fairfax did two startling things. Mike Carlton, the columnist that readers felt deeply attached to, was sacked for his principles. And Fairfax also tore up its sponsorship check for the Walkley Awards, an industry prize for excellence that's been actually dominated by Fairfax in the past. Well, Fairfax might have walked away from excellence, but not everyone has. John Green has stepped forward now. Who's John Green? Good morning, John.
Good morning, Deborah.
First of all, tell us a bit about yourself and why you've leapt in with a check for the Walkley Awards.
Well, I'm a company director and a writer. I used to be an investment banker at Macquarie for many years, and before that I was a partner of a major law firm. And I guess when I saw the decision by Fairfax Media to axe its support for the Walkleys, I was pretty surprised, flabbergasted, and thought this is short-termism, and that perhaps through doing something like this, I could help persuade the board of Fairfax Media to change its mind and reinstate what I think is probably the pinnacle of journalistic achievement in this country.
You're sponsoring the Feature Writing Award, and that means putting up about $16,000. Feature writing really is one of the strengths of Fairfax papers.
Yes, indeed. I think it's interesting when you look at last year's annual report for Fairfax Media. They devote six pages to, under the heading of how they're ahead of the pack and how Fairfax journalists, photographers and so on are recognised for excellence by their peers in Australia. And they mention 21 Walkley Awards. So it seems they think the Walkleys are important and that journalistic excellence is important. And I guess what I'm saying is it's very, very important for a company that is Australia's oldest media company not to walk away from something that is integral to the industry.
Maybe I missed the report of your involvement in the Herald and the Fin Review. Did you try to get coverage for your little news story there?
Well, I did. I wrote an op-ed. I write op-eds for the Financial Review and other publications from time to time on business issues. And I did write an op-ed for the AFR, which they didn't have the room to run, and then I submitted it to the Herald. They didn't have the room to run it. They were going to run it as a letter, as a lead letter, and then it turned out they were going to chop it, so I withdrew it.
Now, you're also a bit of a player on the media landscape yourself, or you want to be?
Well, yes, we're starting up next year a book publishing company, and I thought that this would be something that we could do usefully. As part of that, our motive, though, in the book publishing company is not shareholder profits, it's profits for philanthropy. So we think that things like writing, literacy are very important, and what we're hoping to do is make a bucket load of money out of the books we publish and then to reinvest that into new authors and literacy, particularly remote Indigenous literacy.
Now, you made a point about the board, trying to pressure the board of Fairfax to reinstate its sponsorship of the Journalistic Awards for Excellence, known as the Walkleys. Do you think that shareholders value dividends other than cash?
Oh, of course they do. Look, I'm a very strong advocate of the positive power of free markets and wealth creation, and I've stood for that almost all my life. And for me, however, they go hand in hand with doing things like philanthropy, doing things like supporting the industry that your company is in. Many people make a mistake and criticise capitalism for focusing on short-term profits. And the thing is, short-term profits are not the be-all and end-all of corporations. What is far more important for shareholders is sustainable growth in shareholder value. And to achieve that, companies need to invest in things that help make their companies stay stronger for longer. And that's things that support their communities, support their staff, and support their industry. And supporting something which helps raise the standards and keep the standards of your industry high is very important, I think. And so for me, while shareholders might applaud Fairfax for saying that what they're going to do is replace this by sponsoring an in-house award for excellence, and I think that's a terrific thing for companies to do, to applaud and recognise their own people. That's nothing close to matching the stature or the impact of a widely respected honour from industry peers. And it seems to me that if what you're trying to do is to maintain and build a reputation as being a premier media house, then what you should be doing is playing a role in the media community by supporting what is in Australia, I suppose, regarded as our equivalent of the Pulitzer Prize for American journalism or the Oscars for their movies. It seems very, very strange to me that Fairfax would withdraw this. I think they should do both. They should have an in-house system of awards for their people, and they should also support the Walkleys, just as their arch-rival News Limited seems to be able to do. I don't know why they can't. So it may be this was a mistake on their part, and I've written to the board of Fairfax suggesting that they would be applauded if they reversed their decision, and I hope they do.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
John Green there. He's a former investment banker, a non-executive director of the Macquarie Group Foundation, and he's launching his own publishing company called Pantera Press later this year. He's also come forward to sponsor the feature writing award in the Walkley Awards for Excellence in Journalism.